The meeting is being recorded now.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
You're Louise.
I'm Angela McDonald.
Jerry Barrows.
And Andrew.
So the meeting's about 15 minutes long.
Okay.
The board was just saying what you want to, what you think it should be and the reason why. The board will have some questions possibly at the end. And then they will deliberate to come up with a decision on what could happen to your property. The price could go up, stay the same, or go down. And then we will send the result agreements notice to you 14 days at the close of the meetings, which right now we're scheduled to close them at July 8th. So before, within 14 days of that, after that. Just to let you know, we did send out the official change of assessment notice yesterday. So you're going to get that available as well.
Okay.
But that'll have whatever the assessment is currently on it.
So do I know what that is?
And then the breakdown is here between the building, the land, and the outbuildings.
For a total right here.
Well, what was it before? It looks very close to what it was.
Was this the last assessment?
Oh, yeah, you mean it. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I've seen that from here. Okay, so who goes first?
You
tell us.
Okay. Well, I think you have a list of things that I wrote.
Yes.
The house was built in 1958, and in the early 70s, I think it is, we put on an addition, and the builder was very bad, so I have a corner of the house that settled quite badly, and I've had people there a couple of times trying to, one guy put some stuff in that was supposed to be cement, but I think it was mostly sand because that really didn't help. So the corner of the house, if you're in that room, it goes downhill. And it's thrown the roof off as well. So there's a pitch where there's not supposed to be one. And I think there's water getting in somewhere because of that. But so it's on a slab. We've had to replumb the incoming water a couple of times because the pipes were in the cement slab with no allowance for expansion, so they actually broke and we had water somewhere. So the pipes are now above bringing the water in the house. So that's the water. The heat is not central. I have baseboard electric that my husband actually put in years ago. So that's not too cost effective. So if anybody comes to visit and sleeps in any of the bedrooms, they have to leave the doors open because otherwise you're going to be running the electric heat in each of the rooms. So, and about half of my property is either bank or right-of-way. So it's not all usable, obviously. I'm not able to get a central heat, say natural gas, because it would have to come down the road and my neighbor will not allow the pipes to come through the road. Even if he did, it would be a cost of $50,000, and that was like 10 years ago. But he doesn't allow it, so I'm not able to get that for my heat. What else did I write?
No basement.
Yeah.
Asbestos and vermiculite.
Yes. Those are all things, you know, based on a 1958 build. The house was really... Back in the day, Sears Roebuck had floor plans.
Oh, sure.
And that's what it was.
Yeah.
So, do you have any questions for me?
No, I missed. What are you using for heat now?
Well, electric baseboard, but I try to avoid that.
Oh, okay.
So I have two kerosene
monitors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Two of them?
Two of them, yeah.
Okay. Can you show me on here where the right-of-way is?
I'll see here.
Okay. To the neighbor's house.
Oh, yeah. The driveway is the right of way.
The driveway.
Okay.
It's called Chase Lane.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
My driveway is there.
Yep. But and you own across the street too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So there's one house beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Does the landowner who refuses the right-of-way for the natural gas own the road and you have a right-of-way over that? Is that?
Well, we all own our section. So he owns his section of the road.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. He does.
Whoever is before you will not allow.
Correct.
And the right-of-way is only for ingress and egress.
I'm sorry, what?
The right-of-way is only for access. It doesn't include utilities.
The right-of-way would be, yeah.
Only for access.
Yeah.
So you don't have the right to add utilities on that right-of-way?
No.
Do they have gas?
Yes. There's another thing. Okay, so that same landowner is a little bit upland from me, and it's a pretty big piece of property. And he put in a whole bunch of drain pipes that go into a vegetative ditch that I have. So it's wet because the neighbor on Porter's Point Court, I think, is the next road. He has the ditch. It's on my property. But where it went on his property, he blocked it up. So I have standing water. Now, I spent $2,000 a few years back to see if I could do something to remediate that with an engineering plan, and I even had a permit from here. And when I had an engineer come and look at the project, the owner at that time, who since died, but he threatened to sue if we did anything with the ditch, even though it's on my property and he had blocked his end of it up, which was a violation of his work permit because he built up his land. It's a whole thing. So I end up with a ditch that's got water in it.
Quite some neighbors.
Hmm?
Quite some neighbors.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
That's
it?
Right. That's it. So you'll get the results of grievance notice within 14 days of the close of the hearings.
Okay.
We're looking to try to get them out as soon as we can.
Okay.
But we also have the result of change of assessment notices that went out yesterday. The official area. So you'll get that in the next week.
Yeah. So. Okay, is this for me?
You may take that.
Yep. Okay, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks. No problem. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Good.